show our faces and welcome you to tonight's show.
Absolutely. As Andrew is saying, welcome everybody to We Got Your Six at Six. I'm Shad Turner, sometimes a Veterans Unites podcast, but we do have Andrea and Mark, who are always from We the People, or God, I've been gone 3 weeks and I'm like drawing blanks on crap. I'm so sorry, guys. Anyways,
you're not wrong.
We're doing it live. We're having technical difficulties from God knows where, but we are having fun with it, man. So we've got an awesome show lined up. We've got people coming to us from Puerto Rico. We've got people with us from Kansas, Minnesota, and of course, I'm here in Texas. But before every episode, you know what we have to do? We have to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you can stand, please stand. If you're wearing a hat, take it off, and let's get ready to do the pledge. And if we get a flag, that'd be awesome. But if not, you know what? Screw it. We'll just do it anyways.
We have one in Michael's background.
There you go. I'm going to stare at Michael's background. So that'll work. So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Holy hell, that was like, honestly, that's an awesome intro right there, guys.
That's sweet. I apologize. I'm going to learn that before this ever happens again. I'm usually the one with the technical difficulties. So I super apologize on that one. Super apologize.
Hey, we nailed it.
That's how it looks right now. Like, we nailed it. It's awesome. It is awesome. All right.
Peter, do you have anything? When you went live, we actually went live. So, hey.
We did actually go live. And so Mark is kind of the master behind all of the videos. I don't even know what they're named. There's one that says intro, which turns out is not the right intro. Yep. And so then I tried another one, which was, I actually didn't mean to click on that one. I'm going to learn it. I promise. I don't know where the flag is because what would we ever do without Mark? Look at us go.
It shows how important you are, Petey. We love you.
Nah. Absolutely.
100%. So, Mark, do you have anything to say while we're singing your accolades right now?
Do I have anything to say?
Yeah.
I have nothing up in front of me right now. I don't have our script. But here's the deal. Okay, so we can go from the hip here. We got Michael Lepford here with Rollout PTSD. What an amazing dude. He has been, I think we've been talking for about 2 years, and this is the first chance we got. He's a busy, all over the world kind of guy. And we're really excited to have him on here. And I'm hoping that Andrea has all of her stuff up, ready to roll, and looks better than what I got going on right now, which... there's no reason why I should be where I'm at right now with this technology, but it is what it is.
Hours. I saw you hours ago and you were getting it ready, so I don't understand. But like, my computer just decided to revamp itself when we got done talking earlier. So I'm going to get back to the script. And we usually talk about what's going on this week. So I like to give a little reminder to people that are listening, because we put this into a podcast later, but the mission of the People's Patriot Project is to be the shock and awe of veteran support. Our hopes are to save lives, create opportunities, and make our heroes whole again while making them a proactive part of their home and society. Happy heroes make for happy communities. So then we get back to the fact, what separates us from other veteran groups is that we include first responders. I shouldn't say it separates us. What a bad word. What makes us rounding out the edges, however I'll say that, but we include our first responders. And kind of what brought that on was the fact that Mark was also a firefighter as well as in the Army. And as we reach out to a lot of our veterans, we find out the crisscross from coming out of the military and getting into first responder positions, ton of EMTs, ton of firefighters, ton of Leos out there that have military experience. And so that is amazing. That's the connection. And I just want to remind the world that our military and our first responders, they willingly go out every day. I didn't say happily. I didn't say without doubt, questions, concerns, and worries, but they willingly put on their uniforms and jump in to serve. They make sacrifices for all of us, and they represent us around the world. And so we do our little podcast and our live stream to make sure that the awareness of what they do is getting out to the world. And thank you to all of you that watch and listen every week, or you pop in now and then, because you are helping us get our message out to the world. I do want to remind everybody, it is National Suicide Prevention Month, and it is still National Service Dog Month. Those are important, important pieces of our military and our first responders worlds right now. We also, we want to recognize Air Force birthday was yesterday. And on the 25th is National First Responder Appreciation Day. And I didn't get too far into the reading. I believe that's fairly new. It's an appreciation day. And that's for honoring our first responders for all the contributions, sacrifices, and dedications to public service. And then around the corner from that, September 26th, and nobody really chooses to be in this group, but that is the Gold Star Mothers and Families Day recognition. And that is all those who have lost a member of their family in the service of protecting our country and all our rights. So that's what we have coming up. Gosh, I already almost got into the next month already. But that's if we keep those in mind throughout this week. That is our mission. Mark, we have a few events coming up. Scotty, did you finish buying your ticket yet?
I was trying to do it online, and I was informed that I should call Delta directly.
Yeah, that's so fun. That's right. And you're setting hours aside to get that one taken care of. I just remember, I think Mark told me like three times, I waited 4 hours and I can't do it anymore. And then he'd have to start all over with the 4 hour wait. Cause we got some freebies coming home one time. Well, we're excited to have you here.
Sorry. That's the only screen I can see on my, as you get to see my paws. We got Scott Prinsler, you know, Scott Prinsler there, Michael.
Oh yeah. Brother Scott actually just came out and took a trip with us in Roll Out PTSD last month. And we served together in Iraq in my first year in the first 4 years in the Army with the big red one, 17FA, baby. Red leg.
He's giving you the shout out. He says you're looking good. Looking
good. Oh, I love
you, Scott.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Scott just left last month. He and his brother Ryan came for, I think, 5 days just for some R&R. It was a wonderful reunion because it's not always someone I served with, you know. But, yeah, it's very beautiful, very beautiful.
Very cool. Oh, he's giving you love back again. That's awesome.
That is great awesome. Photographer, too. Scott's a great person to stay in touch with. He's got some skills.
I love him. I have to look him up.
I'm calling Scott, you out, Scott.
I feel it coming through. Peterson, do you want to speak to our weekend coming up on the 24th?
Well, I can speak to it. Let me squat down here and get into the yeah, we're so excited. Months and months and months ago, Adam Jones and Matt Strand down in Georgia, with the Feed the Heroes Foundation, invited us down to an event to 100% help support Bobby Henline with the Forging Forward organization. Bobby Henline is a TikTok sensation. He is a Purple Heart recipient. He uses humor as his therapy. And if you see Bobby, he's gotten through some stuff that none of us have ever had to. And I don't get to see the rest of the world, but I can see the five on here. But Bobby was significantly burned and lost limbs from head to toe. And he also lost every one of his brothers that he was in service with on the day that his IED went off on his Hummer. And the man is inspirational. The man is, and I'm not saying he doesn't have his minutes and doesn't have his moments, but he reaches out to those. And it's not just veterans and first responders. He reaches out to children that have been disfigured and burnt and harmed and hurt. And he just does an amazing job of forging forward. And so we're going to go down there to support him. There's a whole laundry list of people that are going to be down there and that have been on our list of, they've been on our show. And again, I wish I had my notes up in front of me here right now, but I don't want to leave anyone out. So I'm going from the hip here. So I apologize. Not normally how we do it. Who comes on as Facebook user with the pirate flag? I can't remember. Is that Schultz?
Let me see if I can find on one of our.
We got Tammy Schroeder in the house. Let me see here. We got Brian Gibson here with Project
Die Hard. There you go.
And just awesome. And again, this is not our typical format. We normally have our poop in a group much better than this, but this is.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I saw one of Bobby's TikToks yesterday or the day before, and it was he was pulling up to a Goodwill store, and person asked why they're at Goodwill, and he pulled up his missing arm. He's like, "They're a secondhand store."
Oh.
Yeah. No, he's got these lines like once you go crispy, you never go back and stuff like that. I'm just like, I'm not going to lie. There's many times his message brings a tear to my eye because.
Oh, here we go. Look what I found.
I can't imagine the pain and the hurt. There was a while where he struggled to sleep at night because he didn't have eyelids. And so if he went to sleep without his mask, he would burn his retinas because his eyeballs would stay open the whole time. And he's just such an amazing guy. Our heart goes out to him, and I'm excited. I'm excited to put some paws. He'll poke me with his nub, and we'll do some kind of cartwheel kind of thing together and hug on each other. It's going to be awesome.
You don't do cartwheels, please. I can't. I just can't. Hands free cartwheels, both of you. I'm excited to meet him in person. I met him on like this on the show and then the after show, and he might have been a little bit wound up. So I look forward to seeing him in person. That'll be pretty cool. That'll be cool. All right, then we have another event coming up October 22nd, the weekend of October 22nd and October 23rd. We have these amazing musicians coming up and staying with us in Minnesota. And I may have just done a drive-by of the house they're staying in because I'm so excited from the pictures. That looks amazing. Vaulted ceilings. I got some hinters from Tony Turner a while back for the acoustics. I may not be a big musician kind of knowledgeable person, but so I'm excited. They will be up. Dom Kors, Jen Ford, BJ Leggett, the real Doug Lane, and Stephen John. They're coming up to do this fundraiser with us on the 22nd. Really, we invited them up to kind of show off their skills and share their songs and their music. And then we ran into this Patrick Officer Nickel from Cottage Grove, whose house had just burned down. And boom, in my head, I'm like, well, what we do is we help first responders and veterans, and we need to have a benefit fundraiser for this guy. So I reached out, Yellow Ribbon in our area. They've expanded, so covers down to my city as well. And they're helping us put this together, and it's going to be an amazing night of music, charitable gambling, fun prizes, face painting with the best, AKA Mark Peterson. And we say that jokingly, but our buddy Ray wrote that down on the list today. So it's in pen on the list of duties for Mark on Friday night.
Well, you know what? if you come up to me and ask me to paint your face, I want to act like that eighth grader from Andrea's area, and I want to draw what first comes to my mind. And
No Sharpies. No Sharpies allowed. Right on the forehead. I see it. All right. And the next day, oops, that might be the right one. We have our Ruck, Chuck, and Roll in Lebanon Hills Park in Eagan, Minnesota. That is for us. That is so that we can continue our mission with hopefully some donations, but a whole lot of fun is what we're looking to have. And I actually, now if I'm trying to master whatever Peterson does all the time here, but here's the link. You need to sign up through Eventbrite. Your money goes to the cause and the prizes, because if you come and have fun, we want you to have fun for coming. So follow that link. That's the Eventbrite sign up thingy. All the fun will start at, I think sign up's 8 o'clock, right? And then the event starts at 9:00. We're going to be ordering stickers. We want everybody who does the 0 mile marathon to have a sticker for their window that shares the excitement and the thrill and the emotional, I don't know what I can say, the emotional ending to this 0 mile marathon. As you should feel good. We're going to hop over the line, give you stickers, and it's going to be super fun. We have music, so our musicians are coming back. In addition to them will be Jake Nelson Band. For those of you in the area, might know his name. And gosh, I'm sure the face painters will be there as well. The beer truck might be there as well. Peterson will be there with his non-Sharpies painting children appropriate pictures on their faces. Butterflies, dude. We're thinking butterflies. Not. All right. Ryan Schultz, I just signed you up for first in line. Face painting is just a donation of $10. So Peter, I may slip a Sharpie in just for the Ryan Schultz face.
I'll have to be nice to Ryan.
Yeah, you got to be nice. Ryan's a good guy. So that's our events. And then at the end of October, we're going to ask these guys to come with us again. We're heading to, we'll fly into Austin and go to Pflugerville on like October 31st, I think, 30th. And Vet Fest with OP Veteran will be happening. That's what we know for the now. I love it. It's busy and I cannot wait to be in the sunshine in Texas again. Yes. All right, I'm done. I'm talking a whole bunch. This is weird. Who's next, Peterson? What do we have next? Do we let our guy, Michael Ledford, tell us about his mission?
100%.
Yes. Michael, you're up, bud.
What's up, everybody? I'm Michael Ledford with Rollout PTSD. It's an honor to be here. Mark was saying that, you know, we've kind of been in virtual contact for about 2 years. I meet so many people, I can't remember yesterday most of the time, much less a year ago. But who we are, Rollout PTSD, we're veterans healing with a purpose. I'm a suicide survivor, combat veteran from Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm a person with many feelings and many opinions at this point in time in life, but they ain't getting nothing done. And for far too long, we've been focusing on just counseling, but it's rhetorical dope fest is the best thing I can come up with us veterans of keeping us medications. There's no end. And with my life and general, I learned that through a lot of therapy, most of all God, I got to give God all glory and praise, but the knowledge through the PTSD program, the Phoenix programs, domiciliaries across the country I've been to myself, have taught me that we need to get up and we have so much to give back. But first, we need somebody helping us know what road to go down. And it don't mean that they would know the road. And that's where Rollout PTSD comes in line. What we do is
we go out on
high adrenaline outdoor activities. always got a backpack on, so you always got that that feeling of being back in the military, except it's what you're carrying at this point in time. And along the way, you're making new memories to stomp out the bad. The past does not go away. That's something that I deal with through therapy on a regular basis. But it's how we face it and what have we done since then that's helped the most. And that's where healing with a purpose comes in. We can, as we're out here doing these outdoor adventures, just living life, getting disconnected from the technical world of electricity, we start engaging with one another about what you want to do in life, helping dreams start to evolve to come true. When you step out into the natural elements of life, oh my God, your creative thinking kicks back in. It takes some time, but so did basic training, 10 weeks. It takes 10 weeks to break down the mind. That's why we had 10 weeks in the Army, right? So when we're looking for help, we've got to be realizing that it's going to take some time. In fact, if you've been stuck for 4 years, 10 years in drug addiction to war, to PTSD, whatever, it could take 10 years coming out of that. But along the way, that's programming we have to work on. To me, I've got the privilege of just sharing my life, and it evolved into an organization, Rollout PTSD. All I've been trying to do this whole time was to learn to live. I got good at not dying. So What was I going to do with that, you know? And now that, oh my gosh, this vision has come true. I want to give a shout out to Cindy Kim Aldea here in Puerto Rico, who helped get our paperwork taken care of to make us become real legally. My command sergeant major, Julio Ramos Garcia, retired 32 years. He's like my military daddy, Puerto Rican, who's here with me. Totally helping along the way. Retired first sergeant, Richard Merrick. We're all from 17FA. It's amazing. It's the old 17S shop. And First Lieutenant Brett Thompson, we all served together. And also Johnny Gonzalez, the man who brought me here. We met in Temple, Texas at a domiciliary in 2019. And this man encouraged me to come to Puerto Rico, and he knew that healing would be here. And there's so many more. I don't even know where to go from that point. Just a list of names in my head to make sure that everyone knows this was not done alone. But we are a place that is growing to be basically a battle handoff coming home from the military. We had left seat, right seat rides and deployments when we would change over. We would be ending our deployment. Other units would be coming in. And left seat, right, and then we took one at a time and started integrating them into the mission, what was going on, what to watch out for if you want to live, rules of engagement. Well, we need the same thing here at home. Left seat, right, battle handoff coming out of the military back into a world as we changed. It didn't. As we think we're going back home, most of us left because we didn't have really homes in the first place that we were leaving. And I get excited. I hope that all makes sense. Please jump in.
That all does make sense. It fits a lot of the narratives we've heard before. And the way you just worded the last piece, I don't know that I had really considered before, because I know a lot of our military comes from broken homes, sometimes no homes. And they're looking for a place where they can belong and where there's a mission and where there's, belonging. And I never really thought of it. Yeah, there's problems when everybody comes home. But if there's not a home, does that exacerbate the problems?
And what changed, what was easier for me, I joined when I was 29 years old. We all have our reasons. I had a childhood friend that got killed, Marshall Edgerton, Ramadi, Iraq, if I remember, December 2nd, 2003. Changed my world. I joined to get revenge. I never knew I would meet love on the other end. My enemy became my friend. The world I grew up in, I woke up to, it was not real. And I don't say that in a sad story, because what we are now, It took me a long time to wake up. And, you know, we ain't done yet. We've been at war for almost 20 plus years. Thank God for our Vietnam veterans that hung in there and laid the groundwork for we veterans today. We have an army ready to ride. An army highly trained that actually loves and have already went to lay down their life for a friend. And you can know where I'm going with this, I hope. You know, we've got a purpose. And right now, we just need the commanders rallying together, whoever you are, whatever's deep within inside you, and get off your third point of contact and get moving and get your head in the game. It ain't easy, but it's too easy when we work together. We're only as strong as our weakest link. I'm tired of the death. I am sick of it. I don't have too many I can share my story with. I won't back up. Not everybody gets that with suicide. And we can make a difference. And today I have life. I was thinking about you guys today, and I was going to write some things down, and I'm not that type of person. I don't follow my heart. It'll lead me astray. But I do follow the other stuff I've learned in life, which is love. And I started trying to think about traumatizing moments on purpose because I haven't dealt with nightmares in the last couple of years. They faded away. I don't even remember when they went away. I still get counseling regularly, weekly, actually. I highly recommend coming to Puerto Rico, relocate my veterans. The VA is off the charts here. This VA loves you. The people do, the culture. But I couldn't think about it. You know, I could only think about the mountains here and all the traveling. I've literally had the privilege of brainwashing myself out of trauma with new memories along the way. I mean, I can think of things, but I can give you 1,000 more good things that trump the bad one, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here. We create new memories. We help you jump without dying. Maybe off of a waterfall into some water, but you still get to jump. Because
Scott Pransler just said Mike enjoys jumping off cliffs in the cold water.
Yeah.
there's a connection here, man, and it's awesome. I love Andrea's words and how she's found that, you know, just in the conversation we have talked before, that a lot of our veterans do. When they sit down, get a chance to talk, get a chance to work with people, find out and understand that the issues and stuff that they're dealing with actually came pre-service. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that to minimize, the traumas that were dealt with during service and or not traumas. I mean, not every veteran and first responder is broken. Let's put that out there. They're not all broken. And a lot of them just need to have a hand on their shoulder, a peer to be standing next to them, someone to go challenge them to jump off a cliff occasionally that's safe and secure and a place that, to learn about yourself, to learn your limits, to learn, hey, I'm afraid of heights. Let me get through this. I do have my own little vices that have happened just in the last bunch of the years. It's not something I've dealt with forever. But I do an okay job talking myself through them, but it does. It takes me a time. I have to sit down and I have to find a focus. You know what? What's the worst thing that's going to happen to me at this moment? And Andrew was talking about earlier, what makes us different. I'm so excited, Michael, about our connection. And I've done that. Okay. I've felt that before. There's a kindred spirit between us. And I know what you say is real, and what's, you wear it on your sleeve, and you're emotionally engaged, you're involved, you want to make a difference, your heart's in the right spot, you're not hurting a soul, and that's a good focus in the fact that if you're checking to see if the organization or the people you're working with are real and legit, look how they live life. Look at their messaging. Look if they're positive or they're negative. Look to see if they're finding the silver lining. If everything when you wake up in the morning is woe is me, woe is me, woe is me, then that might not be the person you want to connect with. And maybe they need to go get yourself fixed if you need fixed. And we don't use the word fix. We use the word recalibrate. But go get yourself where you need to be and then go back and find that dude or dudette and bring them along for the ride. Find something that you can be passionate about. And if you can't tell Michael Ledford is not passionate about what he's doing, I don't know if how we can fight your focus, because the dude is on fire and he gets excited. And I love it, man. I'm excited about the future, man.
Me too. I want to also expand on some things of because when it comes to what I do, I get it. I'm at the crazy limit compared to most people. But what we're building, everyone is welcome. And we're thinking about everyone, not just our fellow veterans. We veterans are the ones who's got something to give back once we get up and toe the line once again for our nation. And, gosh, we're expanding. I'm so excited. I leave to go home and see my brother in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Lexi and Shannon. I love y'all. And October 6th, then I'll be migrating from Chattanooga to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to meet up with retired First Sergeant Richard Merrick, which is becoming our president of Rollout PTSD. This man is somebody that really keeps me in line. Let's just say he was the one that you would love to hate when we served together, you know, because he made sure things got done. I couldn't think of a better man, Richard. But from 17FA, 1st Infantry Division out of Fort Riley, Kansas. But yeah, we're expanding to start opening the doors once we have everything collaborated and in motion with the resources that we are stepping towards by January, February 2022, to start planting small, we'll call them a combat outposts. Our border operating base will be Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Puerto Rico will be the little brother, basically the first combat outpost. And then we plan to plant a combat outpost basically in every state across our country and one day across the world. So where we can go, if anybody's reaching out, needs some help in those areas, needs some therapy, or somebody just to smack the crap out of them. You know, we are like that. We veterans, sometimes you got to smack us. Come on. You know, but the dream, the vision that's coming true is we're going to be there for you because it's a we. You all are a part of this, just like everyone else is going to get involved. I have faith.
I have. You can hear it. That's what Mark was talking about. You hear it. Hear it in the voice of Michael. Awesome. Awesome. Am I supposed to do music, Peterson? I'm getting nervous. Am I supposed to do some music?
We can.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Here's what I was thinking. So Roll Out PTSD, and we have that song Roll On.
Roll On by Don Kurz.
Yeah, should we do that? Maybe I'm going to take your job over.
Big. And we also need to plan an event for Puerto Rico, by the way.
I am on that one. Heck yes, I will.
Most people do not know that Puerto Rico is the USA. We are a territory, but this is a veteran island. This is a military island. Oh my gosh, the greatest part of America has been overlooked.
Well, you know what, Michael, you make a huge point in that, and we live with a significant ignorant. Sorry, people.
I was there.
A significant ignorant arrogance being American. I mean, there are territories all over the world that are American. For we have some in Africa.
Territories.
And they are American consulates. I mean, that, and Puerto Rico is one of those. And we have some in Africa. And it is sad that I'm an educator and we run into this regularly. It is something that I do teach my kids. And it's like, you know what? These are all. We get into the conversation about what an American is because we do have South America and North America. So from the tip of Cape at the bottom of South America all the way up to we're all Americans. Now, we're not all under the red, white, and blue. And I get that. But look at Michael's flag behind them. It's red, white, and blue. It's single star.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
I love it. I do absolutely love it. And I have some questions too. So I'm going to play this song really quick. So Michael, this is one of our musicians, Dom Court. When I say our musicians, that just means the group that we're bringing to Minnesota. We consider all of our guest musicians kind of ours, but not, we don't manage. We don't have ownership rights. We just love their music.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
So here is Dom Coors with Roll On. Would go off. Whew. That just gets you going, doesn't it?
He's on fire, man. He's he'll be up here October 22nd, 23rd. We love the guy. Andrea has some blackmailing videos of me, maybe.
I've seen them.
Me, maybe enjoying the presence of that guitar he's playing there.
He might have a man crush on him. That's all I'm saying.
On the guitar.
Yeah, that too. That too. I won't argue. I was hoping that. Well, one day I'll share it. One day I'll share it. Oh, what was that? I just changed us.
Andrea's exploring through.
I probably better not touch. I have a picture that I was trying to share that maybe one of Michael's friends shared with me, and I don't know if it's going to – I don't know what I'm doing, so I might have to leave that alone. I'll try again, I promise. So, okay, so I was thinking of this. As you were talking, Michael, so many things that you say, they just resonate with things that we've talked about, things that we want to do, places we want to go, personally, Puerto Rico – but anyway, you said in your last, just before we did the song, how veterans give back. And this is what we find time and time again. We help somebody. We talk to somebody. We reach out. We have meetings with somebody. And the common thread is, this is how I give back. This is my give back. This is, and just because, so like Peterson had, you know, I think he almost considers his service time fun. I raised wrestlers, same thing. Nobody comes out of practice like that was the best. It was so fun. I want to do it again. But that's kind of like the same mentality. Like this is a work uphill hard all the time, but it was the best time of my life. And then when they get out, they want to give back and reach out. And so we run into that so much. And so as we give, sometimes we ask when you're back on your feet, what will you give? Where will you give? How can you pay it forward? Somebody paid it forward to us, through us, or with us so that we could get it to you. And how will you do that for somebody else? And they love it. They maybe one didn't ever come back, but there's one or two. But, you know, they come back and they want to help. And what can they do and how can they help? And I just really think that's the bond too across the country that keeps us giving and keeps us connected with everybody else. Probably maybe how I found you. It could be.
There's another hidden piece here, and it's not for everyone, but I can guarantee with the people coming on and doing the shout outs to Michael, there's something else that is involved with this. And that is the personal relationships. It is the boots on the ground. It is the investment of self. It is having conversations when I am too freaking tired to have a conversation, but I want to do it anyway because it's important and you're important. And I can tell based off what I've seen through social media, based on Michael's existence in the show tonight and the people that are reaching out and saying things on our thread, there are relationships that have been built. This is my committed promise to everyone. And I know not everyone gets along with everyone. And it's one of the reasons why the People's Patriot Project promotes accepting everyone and bringing everyone in. Because you know what? A trout doesn't like necessarily crawdad lures. I mean, that's not what they normally eat. But we've got people that have that demeanor and that disposition as a veteran organization. And they do have, there are, you know what? There are fish that eat crawdads, and we're catching them. And so I'm just, like I said, I'm excited. I've been excited. Every time I listen to Michael speak, I get excited. And I know that there's a bond being created, and that creates that excitement as well. You know, apparently Puerto Rico is intriguing to Andrea. So that's something there. And no, it's the great part is when we can come together and literally have not been in each other's presence ever, and we can have a dynamic conversation about taking care of others in a podcast sense or in a streaming sense, and all cylinders click and it fits together and the pieces fit together. And bottom line, whether people, Scotty asked me this about 3 or 4 weeks. He goes, what do you guys do good? Well, what do we do to promote the People's Patriot Project? And I'm not trying to overcast or overshadow what Roll Out PTSD. And I'm like, we build relationships. That's what we do. We're good at it because, I mean, we care. Maybe it's a condition of our heart. Maybe not everyone wants to do what we're doing. I get that. But it works. And
the goal is the family. Family, and then the bonus is businesses and organizations.
Amen.
See, I compare Petey to the Grinch after his heart grew 10 times.
I appreciate that.
We're able to lift the sled and go and save Christmas. That's Petey.
That's awesome. That is.
That's a t-shirt.
That could be a t-shirt. It could be our Christmas t-shirt this year.
Your face embossed over the Grinch, Petey holding up the sled.
Oh, no.
That's the t-shirt that we need to do for our Christmas family.
Stay out of camera, yeah. Scotty. Stay out of camera.
Yes, you got the power. You got the power. I was going to also ask you, Michael, so Richard Merrick, is this the person that is moving, packing up and moving?
He's already moved, relocated to Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay.
He is our president. Rollout PTSD. We'll be finalizing everything soon. You know, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and you will rise to the level of five of your good friends. I live by that. And these are men that have what I want. And I'm going to get it. And that means we surround ourselves with one another. Mm-hmm. And in return, I assure you, all of you that are listening that heard me say that, I want to turn that to yourselves. I assure you, when you're surrounding yourself with those five friends that have what you want, you're going to have something they want too, or you wouldn't be there. So learn to surround yourself well and know that you're worth it. And Richard came out here, gosh, I don't know. It's been maybe closer to a year. I can't remember. But on invite by my command sergeant major, Julio Ramos Garcia, retired, that lives in Naguab, Humacao, here in Puerto Rico, said, "Hey, reach out to Ledford. He's doing some good things. I want you to help him," basically. Richard and I met up in San Juan, and he basically said, "I wouldn't even have gave you a call and gave us a second thought if Command Sergeant Major hadn't told me to do it." And that's what I loved about Richard. He's always been that honest, you know? And from that day on, that same man helping me put this in order. And it's just amazing, back to the networking. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Yes. And if you don't get up and get out, you ain't going to know nobody. And closed mouths don't get fed. You got to open up.
Right.
He does say. Be careful to who. Not everybody makes it through what I have, but I just don't care anymore when it comes to silence. I do care about what comes out of my mouth, but I do not care for any more silence when there's so much needed to be happening.
That is for our 9/11 tribute. We played Disturbed Sound of Silence, and it's such an impactful song. And there is too much silence. There is too much. I'm going to be honest. So here's our disclaimer, people. We very seldom talk about political related issues on our show. It doesn't have a place here. We're here about healing. I think this was a revelation actually during this show. I think we need to get to this point where we just let those guys go do their thing, and we build up our nation underneath that. Let them do that thing. Mm-hmm. The people are here. The people are here. The hearts are here. Everyone that needs to get the job done is here. I saw a meme. It was just like 3 weeks ago, and it was a dark-skinned soldier and a light-skinned soldier saying, "Hey, we're finally coming together." And I'm like, okay, I wish I had Josh because I want to say it. Bullshit.
Yeah.
We have been together. Stop the negative narrative. We've got this. And I'm excited to do it. Brian Gibson has been shouting out the entire show. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your great positive words. We greatly appreciate that. Shane, great job. Mr. Johnson down in Louisiana helping with security down there. Thank you, brother. We want to make sure we're lifting you up. There are good people all over this country doing good and positive things. And that's what we want to showcase and highlight. Bottom line, period. Don't listen. I'm sorry. Don't listen to your news. They're not bringing in the positive. They want to tear you down. They want to tear the negative. Come, this is your news. Come here. We'll take care of you. I got a great story about a guy named Michael Ledford, who's doing amazing things, and we'll share that story. You can go outside and see if it's raining. You can put your hand out, and if it gets wet, it's raining. You can get your weather that way. You don't just come together, man. It's awesome. We're excited. You got another song we're gonna roll?
Well, it kind of threw me off. I was with you the whole time, and then I only watched the news for the weather. Now I can't even do that anymore. No, I gotta go outside.
You put your hand.
Gotta go outside at 10:00 p.m. to see what's going on. Sometimes
we have leaves here on a certain tree that turn over and they're white. Yeah. I call it the weather tree. I don't remember the Spanish term, but I don't even own a TV. I haven't owned a TV in probably the last 4 years. I'm so happy to be away from that. If it rains, hey, we're going surfing, baby. If it ain't raining, we're going hiking.
I got something, because if the water is cold, are we, I will tell you a secret about cold water, but are we doing this?
What?
Can I do it?
Andrea's in her own space now, man.
What'd I do?
I don't know. There's something up here in my face, though.
Oh, it's tiny.
Yeah, very tiny.
Okay, never mind. I put it in the wrong place, I think.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a picture of Michael jumping off the cliff. You couldn't tell?
Oh, Scott took that one.
Brendan. Yeah.
He actually took that.
He might have shared it with me a little bit ago, and now I just... How do I move it, Peterson? Here, can I tell you this little secret?
This is a family-friendly show, just for the record.
Peterson might have so many things in here that I couldn't add one more thing, so I didn't know where to put it.
Yeah.
We do have another song. I got to see if I have any more questions for Michael. I think you did a great job, Michael, telling us all about, oh my goodness, everything, and your enthusiasm and your positivity. I love it, because that was another thing
Someone told me, well, not someone, a lot here lately tell me I make things look easy. Hey, this is 7 years of trial and error. Yeah. I've never been quite shy, but the words have changed. I encourage everyone that wherever you are, be bold as a lion and come out flying. Everything else will change as you go.
I have a question for you, Michael, though, for those that have not talked to you yet. How can people get a hold of you?
Oh, hold on. Let me type. Hang on.
Well, right now, like I say, it's really been sharing my life up to this point and a vision. So right, Facebook, we're online with it, going to the messenger. Directly, my number, 423-432-2487. We have a team coming on board with Richard Merrick helping organize, more of an office personnel. That's what I'm heading to Murfreesboro for. I'm learning this media. I am not a technical guy. I just do live or take pictures. But we're on I want to give a shout out big time to Chris Donahue in Texas. He's working between Texas and Arizona right now. But he put all of our pages together. And, man, without Chris, I love his story. He and I actually were neighbors in Hawaii. I was in 25th Infantry Division. He was a spouse back in 2010. But Chris Donahue put all this together. So you can go through Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. We have a website we're getting ready to launch very soon. We've had it for a while, thanks to Chris. I've just been holding off because I'm just not the guy to be answering everyone's messages, because I got a mouth and it's not always contained like this. My heart's real, but I have to be kept in check.
That is
I will
awesome.
Tell you like I see it.
That's probably
but yes, please reach out. Facebook's the easiest way. Right now, it's the easiest. Please check it out. Thank you, Scott Prinsler, for that picture.
I like it.
That
it
is
shows
a good picture.
It shows the hole down to the water. Being afraid of heights myself, I don't know. I have climbed up several times just in the St. Croix. Mark might know that area, but I climbed up, looked down, and I said, "Is anyone coming behind me that's going to do harm to me?" And they said no. And I said, "Good, get out of my way. I'm going back down." So maybe if the water's warm.
I still shake. I do. It's not that there's not fear, but you must be prepared to die before you ever begin to live. And that's something my fellow combat veterans truly understand.
Yeah.
Or brothers and sisters spent years in prison that's been through their own wars or drugs. And finally getting to their feet. I'm not going to be afraid anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I still shake. And as soon as I feel that burst of fear starting, I jump faster. Because I already know now in life, I'm in a position, I'm not trying to die. And that helps me overcome. So that's also something that we vicariously look at other people's lives from the outside in. without talking with them? I think those are some great questions that I actually use myself and ask people, what are their fears, and try to share mine out the gate. People are blown away. It's not so easy, but when you've been through so much shit, you're just able to do things a lot easier.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Love it. Yeah, you're not running from your fears. You're jumping into your fears.
Ready maybe. For war. Boom. We are trained warriors. Be ready for war. Our oath is for life. So go live it.
Look at Scott says, that's just the small cliff.
It is. We've actually been invited with a sister named Angela. I do tour guides out here. Another shout out, Montana Explora. Check them out. They have partnered with me, Ricky Lopez, Gamma Little Lopez, Montana Explora, and El Hippie Naguabo, Puerto Rico. Those are my mentors, my brothers, where I went and hid out during the corona lockdown. We stayed in the mountains cutting trails. They own all that stuff that you see me doing. The rappelling, that's what they do. We've been invited up to Maine for skydiving with a woman I'd met. Her name is Angela. I can't remember the last name, but she's a professional skydiver, and she just came and did tours and hikes through the UK, and I was one of the guides. Literally an awesome link. That's just one of the avenues and areas we've been invited to. All we have to do is buy the plane ticket. They'll take care of everything else.
Cool.
That's awesome.
It's back to networking, Peterson. Back to networking. Leaning on one another. Camaraderie, battle buddies, toeing the line. Sharing what we got. Just like we shared our booze in the barracks, we shared all the other things we shouldn't have been sharing. How about we share the good stuff we got going on now?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That is it.
I was going to say that, you know, the connection also with first responders, because these guys are running into the fires while people are running out of fires.
Mm-hmm.
We got police officers sitting on the side of the road with people that are, you know, holding the hands of loved ones that are taking their last breath or trying to console those that it's a different heart. It's a different passion. And there's been a couple times where we've been confronted about, well, there's other people that need help too. You're right. There are 100%. This is my starfish. And those who don't know the starfish story, there's thousands of them on the beach. And one boy walks by and throws one in the water. And an older man says, you'll never make a difference. And the little boy reached out, picked up one more, threw it in the water. I made a difference for that one. And that's what the People's Patron Project. That is what Roll Out PTSD is doing. We're making the difference for one at a time. And we tend to get more in our cab than one, and that's good. And we're going to just keep rolling. Roll on.
Hey, just door knocking, baby. If you can take it, you can make it. We're coming, and we're steamrolling.
I love it. I did, you know, on that note, Peterson, so I live in a little town of 23,000 people. So in that first responder, I just happened to be on our local radio station news page. And I don't know if this is an average. I just happened to look. So 2 weeks ago, the Hastings Fire Department took nine calls. So is that busy? No, but do we have a large fire department? No. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers, but the core is not large. And then the police department took 43 calls, the emergency calls, in a week, just in 1 week. And so if you consider, you know, probably 9 to 12 full-timers, so they're taking 2 to 4 calls apiece, 4 to 6 calls. I don't do math. You guys can do the math, but that's, you know, individually, that plays out to a lot of trauma witnessing in a week. So,
hey, I want to jump in, if you don't mind, before we end. Mm-hmm. Something we can do right now. Your local areas, these first responders you're speaking of, my life, it's there to help whoever I can along the way. And right now, we can. So I encourage y'all to think about joining with us and maybe putting together a charity event, fundraiser, whatnot for some R&R for some of these units that are in your area to come out here. We can do these things. Yeah, and please don't keep it to just military. Where I focus on us veterans, the more we get up of us, the more it's going to go back and help. We are trained to go into the fight. That's easy. First responders, police officers, same. It is the same. But yeah, they need the R&R, so please reach out to us. And if y'all don't help put together something for them to get them out here with us, it's your fault. It's on you now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take that. I absolutely love that.
I will happily take the lead.
Your words are so true to our – that's exactly Lighten the Load is one of our programs. What do we want to do? How about we get you out of your current situation for just hours, days, and let's let you think through what is it that – I mean, with guidance, with – partnering with, I mean, we joke sometimes, but maybe you just need to go chop wood, go for a run, go for a walk, chop some wood, be angry at the wood all you want, get it chopped up, and then come back and let's figure out what you figured out about you, really. And so
be challenged, relax, but be mentally challenged.
Right. And so I just love it. There's so much. We're going to stick around afterwards, Michael, and you're more than welcome to hang out. We kind of break things down and see where we're going. And, the show is really never over. That's kind of how we say. Just
have
to be time up on the social media. I'm gonna close out, you guys. Tony Turner is a personal friend, a veteran friend, a music loving friend, and he has this new song, which has been on fire for 4 or 5 weeks now, called "Blackwater Shine." And we're gonna close out. Any final comments with Peterson's good, Scotty? Any thoughts?
I love you guys. Can't wait to meet in person.
Oh, my gosh. Me either. All right, y'all. Have a great week. See you next week on We Got Your 6 at 6.
Paid your pride.
Out.
Way back in the woods, down a Georgia dirt road, where Blackwater runs and the Muscadine grow. That's where me and the boys ended up most Friday night. Elijah Crosby was a good old man. He ran that copper steel with a steady hand. Damn, that was the best Blackwater shine. Blackwater shine on Mountain Dew. They called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon's night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time. Blackwater shine. Locked that rusty truck in four-wheel drive to get through the cypress swamp past the gator eyes. Elijah made sure it was no easy ride. He sat outside with his old coon dog, his rifle held up as we came through the fog. We'd risk our lives for that black water shine. Black water shine on Mountain Dew. Called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon's night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time. Blackwater shine. Passing the brown jug, he'd tell us about our dads doing the same stuff. Same spot, same truck back in 1979. Blackwater shine or Mountain Dew. They called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time. Blackwater Shine.